President Joe Biden visited the scene of the latest school shooting, adding flowers to the growing memorial at Robb Elementary School. The Bidens viewed 21 portraits of grief, pausing at each to pay their respects. The first couple attended Mass at Sacred Heart Catholic Church before speaking privately to the families who lost 19 children and two teachers. Many welcomed the high-profile visitor.
It shows that the nation supports the families and grieves with the families.
But this isn't Biden country. This community voted for Donald Trump by a margin of 15%.
Personally, as someone that lives here and feeling the grief, I don't think it's necessary.
At any time, much of this town of 16,000 can be found here in the center of town. For a song, the comfort of company and shared grief.
The Uvalde Town Square features 21 white crosses, one for each of the victims of Tuesday's massacres. And now they're almost entirely obscured by the thousands of flowers that people bring by. It wasn't on President Biden's agenda today, but it serves as a spot for people to come and pay their respects.
Among those who came are local residents Veronica Mendez and Maria Gear.
Elsewhere in the world, any civilian has no access to this type of weapons.
Some proponents of guns, you would say, mention that, you know, the solution is arming teachers.
Oh, gosh.
Your teachers, you say, do you want to carry a gun?
No.
6-year-old kids in there, they don't know how to defend themselves from a shooter.
After video surfaced of parents urging police to go inside, officers acknowledged it was a mistake to wait 78 minutes to enter the classroom and stop the gunman. On Sunday, the Department of Justice announced it would investigate why they took so long. It was not the first mass shooting scene Biden has visited, and it's unlikely to be the last town in his tenure left to grapple with grief. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, Uvalde, Texas.